Good morning. What's up? What's happening? 7:06. High of 47 today, low of 32 tonight. I know, that sucks. It does not feel like the end of March. We're almost to April. This needs to shape the F up. Anyway, you know what make me feel better? The morning dump.
Sit down and relax.
Brock's got the morning dump with trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more. Brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
Well, if this story is true, I'm going to live forever. Who knew that standing in a crowd of 10,000 of your closest friends and yelling, "Play Freebird!" was super good for you. According to a new study, going to concerts is so good for your well-being that can actually make you live longer. They found that 20 minutes at a concert makes you feel 21% better. That's stronger than doing yoga or walking your dog. And the boost is linked to a longer life. Other studies have found that having high levels of well-being can increase your lifespan by 9 years. Here's the only thing, though. Does this include getting hammered drunk at concerts? I'm just wondering, because, yes, my well-being is good, but my liver, it's on the fence. Corey Feldman is being tested for infections after being stabbed by a possible syringe. This is according to his reps talking to People magazine. The Flack explains, quote, "Corey got jabbed with a long, sharp object last night." That was Tuesday night. "After a business meeting, he was in the car with his security team at the time. Initially, he was very shaken up and scared. He thinks he was stabbed with a syringe of some sort, and there's concern that it may be infected." The actor gave a more detailed story to TMZ. Corey says, quote, "I was driving home when he noticed a car on the LA freeway driving so erratically it caused a crash. He says he got off the freeway and soon noticed the car was following him. The car looked like it was the one that was erratic driving on the freeway. When Corey was stopped at a red light, the passenger in the other car made their move." He says it might have been a case of road rage or retaliation for his pedophilia accusations. Crazy, man. I don't know. I don't know what to say. I don't want to get stabbed with a syringe. I hope he's okay. And lastly, apparently we're all so addicted to our phones that when we go on vacation, we need to pay someone to force us to leave them at home. There's a new travel company called Off the Grid, and they sell phoneless vacation packages where you go on one of their trips, no phones are allowed, and apparently all of their vacations have sold out almost immediately. This story annoys the hell out of me. Their trips cost slightly more than what the trips would cost through a normal agency. Like, their 8-day tour of Portugal would be $1,800 for two people versus $1,700 through a Groupon deal for a similar tour. But if you don't have the discipline on vacation to leave your phone at home or stay off of the hotel's computers to check your work email, maybe they're a good answer. And a lot of people are apparently, don't have that discipline. According to the new survey, 16% of people say they could never bring themselves to totally unplug on vacation, and another 43% doubt that they could. This is so sad. Like I said, society is just getting worse. And if you're paying extra to have someone take your phone away, you're an idiot. You're a moron, and there's no help for you. Just give up. Just give up. You're not worth saving. And I mean that. That's your morning dump. Feel better, don't it?